it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
SEPTA services are now fully restored, but riders will see a 21.5% system-wide fare increase. Our own Charity Howard spoke with some riders about how those fare hikes will affect their wallets.
40 cents is a lot to a broke man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't afford that.
That's Micah. He works in Center City but lives in West Philly and says he got a rude awakening getting on the bus as SEPTA bus and subway fares went up from $2.50 to $2.90, and regional rail rates went up about a dollar. And what about Uber and other car services? He says they're just not an option for him.
Y'all know how much Uber costs? I barely make $20,000 a year. Y'all talking about to take an Uber. Heck to the no. Y'all better fix y'all stuff.
And Cass from Northern Liberties, she uses a monthly SEPTA TransPass and pays now $116, up from $96. She says unlike much of Philly, she can afford it.
It's not great. I'm lucky I can deal with it, but, you know, it does impact me. It definitely adds up. Yeah.
Recently, Governor Josh Shapiro approved SEPTA's request to use about $394 million in state money to reverse previous service cuts and to prevent more cuts next year. But SEPTA riders like Cass.
I would like to tell the Senate to pass a budget that funds SEPTA adequately, and in fact, like, it should be free.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA is restoring about half of the previously eliminated bus, trolley, and train routes now, while the remaining routes will be restored tomorrow.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.